Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? Well, people will make statements, and you've probably heard them. One statement that they make, the customer is always right. Well, to a large degree, that is correct, but it's not always correct. If we have a customer who is abusing our coworkers, if we have a customer that's absolutely a person who is always a problem, who always is demanding, who always wants everything, who always wants the best price, that there is no profit in it, that drives our people crazy in circles, and we say, well, we have to keep those people because they're our customers. No, we don't have to do that. What we have to do is we have to say what's reasonable. Yes, the customer is always right in many cases, but at times the customer is not right, and what we have to do is we have to be selling all the time, prospecting and selling, so that when we have an unreasonable customer who's interrupting the flow of our business, we can wish them well and not do business with them anymore because we've backed up the next prospect. We don't have to worry about doing business because we're always prospecting and we're always selling. Yes is not always the way to go. It's not always the answer. I mean, we can have a customer that's a great customer. They do a lot of business with us, and they make unreasonable demands. They want something tomorrow, and we can't deliver it. And we know we can't do that because if we do that, we're going to upset the rest of our customers because we're not going to be able to service their needs. So we have to know when it's important to say no. No is a magic word. We want to use it carefully. We want to use it infrequently. But we always want to understand that we don't take every contract that comes our way or every agreement or every sale. We don't deal with every customer that comes our way. It's got to be a situation where it works for everybody. It's not just meeting their needs. They have to be cooperative, and they have to meet your company's needs at the same time. So we go out of our way. We do everything we can to please everybody. Some people you just can't please. And when that happens, be careful that you are protecting your coworkers, your employees, your business. Don't do things. Don't accept projects. Don't accept unreasonable demands because you are a business person. And what business people do is they build a business. If someone's demanding something that's unreasonable, how in the world are you going to meet it? And then when you don't meet those needs, what happens is you're the one that gets the bad reputation. So be polite. Thank them for their business. Tell them that you can't do it. Or many times someone will want something and they'll want it right away and you want to give it to them. You want to do it for them. But there's a premium that they have to pay for that because you have to put your people into overtime. And we need to make sure that we are protecting our coworkers. We can't work them overtime all the time. People have families. They have lives. They have things they need to do. If we're working them every weekend and we're working them overtime, they're going to go find another job. So yes is something that we're looking for. We're looking to get yes, I will buy from you. Yes, I want to do business with you. Yes, you, the vendor, have really absolutely met my needs. But keep in mind, you need to know what the limits are. What are the limits of your business? What are the limits of your people? What can you do? If you don't know what you can do, you're going to extend yourself out, and you're going to have a problem because you will promise things that you cannot meet the needs. Then your reputation will be absolutely destroyed. And once your reputation is destroyed, as people who don't deliver, as the people who don't have quality, as the people not to do business with, well, you know, because of social media, word spreads very quickly today, and you don't want to be in that situation. So know what you're accepting, know what you're saying yes to, and on rare occasions when it's impossible or the customer or client are impossible, understand how to politely say no and walk away from the project. This is Howard LeWinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.